It's 2SER on 107.3, and we're about to get, I don't know, potentially a little bit darker on the show at the moment, because the Festival of Death and Dying, it's coming up pretty soon, this weekend. And I don't know, for me, I had a friend of mine whose mum passed away pretty recently, actually, and he had a bit of an interesting insight in the sense that he had to go back. He's from England. He had to go back to England to be with his family. And he noticed a lot of them were trying to really be quite busy and solve all these little issues that were sort of, you know, things you have to sort out with anything when someone dies. But he sort of was able to just take this time to, I guess, properly grieve. And he reckons now that he's back in Australia, his sister, who he noticed was doing pretty well when he was over there, is now sort of struggling a little bit more than he is. So it sort of made me think about how we deal with death in Western society and whether we're doing it properly. And there's so many things we could pose to Victoria Spence, who's the festival coordinator of the festival, joins us on the line now. Victoria, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Bryce. How are you?
Hey, I'm really well. So, I mean, you know, I had that example with my friend. And
yes,
to be honest, though, I don't really think about death too much in my life, but I mean, where was it for you? Like, are you someone that has always been thinking about it, or did something sort of make you go, actually, you know what, maybe we need to unpack this a bit further?
Yeah, well, I mean, I work in death and dying as my profession, and I came into that from the arts about 15 or 16 years ago. And, you know, certainly I didn't think much about death growing up, but it wasn't really until my early 20s. I'm a bit older than you, Bryce, and around the sort of late 80s, early 90s, I just found myself really in the middle of the HIV and AIDS crisis with a lot of people my age dying. And so I had this very strange entree into the death world at that point, you know, watching people die in hospital and hospice, going to some great funerals, going to some terrible funerals.
Really? What's a terrible funeral to you?
A terrible funeral is a funeral that just looks like every other funeral, is a funeral where the person whose life is being honoured and celebrated just isn't reflected in the choices, in the words, in the feel of it. A terrible funeral is a rushed funeral. A terrible funeral is one that the key people don't feel that they have ownership of, or that they understand what it's meant to give them. So all of those experiences, plus the deaths of my parents that happened 8 years apart, they really ushered me into understanding that I could perhaps offer something a bit better and a bit different.
Yeah.
And that began my professional practice. And then 3 years ago, Peter Banky and I got together and had a conversation, and we sort of decided that in the 15 years that I'd worked in death and dying, a lot had changed and people were talking about death in their life. They were interested in those cultural blind spots of the funeral industry and where does my person disappear to once they've died. And so we really felt that a festival of death and dying was a very timely offering to, you know, to the culture and to the communities of people that may really be interested, just to lean into it. Like you gave that example of your friend. He took his time when, you know, his father died, and he just dropped into what that experience was, and he didn't miss it. And in a way, we sort of call that death literacy and a bit of mortality muscle. And this festival is about a sort of creative way of offering that to people.
Yeah, I think the one thing I'm always a bit worried about when anyone, I mean, I haven't had too many people close to me with major sort of tragedies like that, re-death, but I'm always like sort of wary that maybe it's like a really subjective thing, and some people, you know, like the worst thing I reckon is when, and you see it happen all the time when, like, so when I caught up with my friend after it had all happened, when he came back to Australia, he was pretty frank and able to talk about it pretty openly. And for me, like, I just sort of was like, oh, yeah, great. I was just listening as you would normally. But then you get some people who try to be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, oh, and when the other person's clearly, like, come to terms with it and they're sort of able to talk about it. So, I mean, death is like, yeah, it's a very subjective thing for a lot of people. So how do we, I guess, very briefly, how would you, because obviously it's a complicated topic, but how do you sort of find like a happy medium where it's like, yeah, we can talk about this stuff pretty objectively in a way that sort of affects us all?
Well, I think the way in which that we have responded to it with the festival is we provide a number of entry points. So, you know, we have this really diverse mix of workshops. So the festival runs over 2 days with a whole range of workshops running during Saturday and Sunday. We have an opening ceremony. We have a mortality performance night on Saturday night, which you can just come to even if you haven't come to the festival. And we have a closing ceremony at the end of the festival. And we have practical workshops, like what's important to you at the end of your life, what's important about your will. We have creative workshops, like making a shroud or engaging in a tango dance class as a way of just understanding the brevity of mortality in our life. We've got a workshop around the power of ceremony. We've got some practical workshops around just confronting people's fear of death.
Yeah, it sounds like there's so much to unpack, and I think we might have to get you back on maybe even next week after the festival, because I'm keen to sort of explore some of these a little bit further in terms of, yeah, just, I know one of the workshops that caught my eye was how to find humour in death, which I'm sure is definitely challenging. So maybe that's
A really funny stand-up comic, and he's doing his show in the workshop, so he's definitely worth coming and catching.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's the Festival of Death and Dying. It is happening this weekend, and Victoria Spence, Festival Coordinator, thank you so much for having a chat.
No worries.